Hello?
Hi, my name is Joyce. I was giving you a return call from customer support. Is there anything
Yes.
I can assist you with today?
Yes, Joyce, hi. My name is Daniel, and I was calling to get an update on a refund that I was supposed to receive and the watch that was mailed to me. I haven't received that either.
All right, may I start out by getting that zip code, please?
It is 72762.
I do thank you for that. And you said your first and last name was what? I know the first name is
Daniel?
Daniel.
Yes, last name Bulgakov.
Okay, give me one second while I locate that account for you, okay?
Thank you.
Mr. Daniel, for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
Yes, 6200 Watkins Avenue,
okay,
Springdale, Arkansas.
All righty, give me one second. Let me locate this for you. Alrighty, yes, I do see that you had called in and canceled on the 19th. And did they inform you that it would take at least 3 to 5 business days before that refund would be back into your account?
Yes, but originally I called in, I think it's been about a month now, or about 3 weeks, and I still have not received the money.
Yeah, because I do see that you actually called in on the 2nd of April and they canceled you. And then you called back in on the 13th and they supposed to have issued the refund, the full refund back to you. And that should have only took 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah, and I checked my account and there's still no refund or watch.
Let me see about your item here. Well, the reason you haven't received your watch, they had insufficient address on here.
What address? Oh, do you have the apartment number as well?
Let me see. No.
Maybe that's why. Okay.
They only have 6200 Watkins, and they have no street, no anything. That's all
okay.
The address is.
Okay. If I can update that.
Okay, give me one second and I most certainly can update it. Okay, what is it? Watkins, is it Street Avenue or what?
It is Avenue, but
okay.
It's an apartment complex. So Building J and apartment number is 306. Well, that makes sense. Well, I have not received the watch yet.
Building J, and the
yes.
Apartment number is what?
306.
Okay. Yeah, that does make sense why you have not received it yet. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask them to reship this to you. Give me one second. And let me put this request in there. And that does make sense why you have not received it. Okay. Oh my goodness. No wonder.
Sorry, my kids got into a fight.
That's fine. No problem. I am actually going to make sure they reship this to you. That would make sense why you have not received your product as of yet.
Thank you.
Yeah, because they actually said insufficient. It's like, what? And all they had was Watkins Street. They had no avenue, no nothing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Give me 1 second and I'm having to put in the order for them to reship you your item.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's Watkins Avenue, right?
That's right. I put it in there as Watkins Avenue, put the building J and the apartment number in there for you, okay?
Excellent.
Okay. Okay, I put in that order for them to reship it. It should just take them anywhere from 3 to 4 days to reship that to you. I'm still trying to understand why you have not received that refund as of yet, sir. I would give it a chance. I would check my financial institute Monday because that refund should have been back to you and just make sure, just ask them, have you received the refund? And it was $72. What was the refund? It was a full refund of the amount of what they charged you. I think it was $72.97 that they refunded you.
That sounds about right.
Okay. So I would just check with my financial institute because it should not take that long for that refund to be issued back to you. But again, I would check with them to make sure that refund is in there or do they have any notice of that refund being there, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
I do thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You as well.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.